I'm well, thanks for asking. All right, guys, we're doing the Armor series. I don't know where to put this. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're doing the Armor series. And then last week, Asha did the intro with the Armor of God, where he unpacked and told us what the Armor of God was and why we need it and etc. Thank you. Right. And then this week, we're doing the Belt of Truth, guys. Levi's belt, God's belt, you know. So I would like you guys to, before we start, I'd like to read the scripture from Ephesians 6. This is our main scripture for the whole sermon. So it says, it reads, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Oh, before we start, guys, can we pray? Sorry. Can we pray for the word? All right, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, God, and we ask you, God, that you would speak through us, God, that we will hear your word, that you will understand it. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. So it reads, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our strength is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces and the evil. Yes. In here, where were we? Yes, in heavenly realms. Therefore, put them the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. So guys, I would like you guys to discuss this question. What do you think the belt of truth is, and how will it help us in our spiritual lives? And I'll give you guys 1.8 minutes. All right, guys, time's up. I hope you guys enjoyed the discussion. All right. So, back in the days, guys, there were Roman people. And then in that era, men would also wear tunics that looked like dresses, but they were robes. So when they used to go to war, they used to put the belt. So the belt was important. So they would put the belt of so that it can hold the robes, and the robes don't trip them when they go to war, like they can run and fight. And then they also had ones over their shoulders, and then they also put their weapons there. So that was in the Roman era. And today in our lives, the belt of truth is the word of God. The word of God is the belt of truth. It's one of our forces to fight the enemy. So the word of God is the truth. And we all know in Isaiah 55, okay, verse 10 to 11. Verse 10 is where it says that so as the rain falls down to earth to water the plants and etc. So that's the word of God. So we'll only read verse 11. Verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. So that's the truth, the word of God. And also, the truth ties all things together in a sense that when we have the truth of God in our lives, which is his word, then it convicts us and it protects us from all the lies of the enemy, like Asha said last week. And So like in 1 Timothy 3, it says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. And also we've got the belt of truth being obedience, like in our lives as youth. It's obedience, it's faithfulness, it's honesty, and it's integrity. Because truthfulness builds character. So when we are truthful, it builds our character. People can trust us. People believe whatever we say. That's what a truthful person is. So they build their character. And wherever they go, people know them for being the truthful people. And they can believe them in everything they say. And then in Proverbs 11, Proverbs 11 verse 3 says, integrity will lead you. I want to read it in this Passion Translation. It says, integrity will lead you to success and happiness, but treachery will destroy your dreams. And then we've got the truth as the way to freedom. When you say the truth, you're not scared that you're going to be caught, that they're going to find out that you were lying. Like, there's freedom in that. So when we ignore the truth, then we open in the door for the enemy and we set ourselves up for destruction because we're scared and then the lies follow us and etc. So in John 8, 31 to 32, I'm going to read 32. 32 says, for if you embrace the truth, it will release more freedom into your lives. So that's what it does. Freedom. Lies bring destruction. So guys, I believe that in having the truth, the freedom in the word, we also need ways in our lives that we can use the armor of God. So I have three. I believe that if you have the belt of truth in our daily lives, then we can speak the truth habitually. That doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, well, it's the truth about other people and about ourselves. But also, when we have the word of God in our lives and lies cripple in, maybe you are told that, no, you are dumb, you will not pass, you will fail, and etc., then we are able to speak the truth in our lives. We say, no, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, and I will pass this exam. I am not a failure. I'm not what people say I am. And that comes with knowing the truth, knowing the word of God, and also to be trustworthy. When you are trustworthy, it means that you've built your character as a truthful person. So now, in Proverbs 11, verse 13, it says, I'm going to read Proverbs 11, 13 only. I won't read Psalms. It says, you can't trust gossipers with a secret. They'll go blab it all. But your confidence instead is in a trusted friend, for he will be faithful to keep in confidence. So you want to be that truthful person, guys. You want to be trusted. And also, the other way we can wear the belt of truth in our lives is that since we say that the word of God brings freedom, that it liberates freedom, in that way it means that when you have a problem, when you believe the lies that maybe I won't pass, I can't do this, I can't do maths, I can't do English, then in that way you have this freedom to go and speak to other people, to be accountable and have accountability partners, people you can trust. And what I can say is for you guys, it would be great to have like an older person as your accountability partner, and even your youngsters, where you tell them, okay, this is how I feel, this is the lies that are in my life, and I want the truth, I need help. And then in that way, they will help you, and you will walk together in this. So the word of God in Ecclesiastes 4, Ecclesiastes 4, yes, 4, verse 9 to 12, it talks about how when you have two people. I will concentrate on verse 12, but then 9 to 11, it's basically talking about having two people is better than having one person. When you walk with two people, when you fall, the one person can help you up. And then in verse 12, the one we're concentrating in, it says, and though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So this is what you get when you're accountable to people. And then they speak truth in your life, and you are truthful, and you get that freedom that God is promising you that you will get in him. So guys, because I've been talking a lot, I would like you guys to answer these questions. The first question being, how does the truth set you free? What is the belt of truth in our lives? And how will you wear the belt of truth this coming week with your groupies and your tables? And I will give you guys 10 minutes. All right, guys. I trust you guys are finished. All right. Guys, the danger of not wearing the belt of truth is being consumed by the destruction of the lies we speak over our lives, in the lives of other people, and believing those lies. So guys, I would say we should speak the truth habitually in our lives, speak it over our lives and other people, be faithful in the truth or whatever we see from other people, and being accountable. And in that way, then we'll be set free from the distractions. Okay. The one who walks in integrity will experience a fearless confidence in life, but the one who is devious will eventually be exposed. The teachings of the godly ones are like pure silver, bringing words of redemption to others, but the heart of the wicked is corrupt. True enrichment comes from the blessing of the Lord, with the rest and contentment in knowing that it all comes from him. Can we pray? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, God, and we ask you, God, to just help us, God, to live in truth, God, that whatever we learn today, God, we'll practice this week and so on, God. Heavenly Father, I pray that the word that we received will not be stolen from us, God, that you will protect it in our hearts, and then we will see it in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, guys, don't forget daily devotions. They're nice, guys. Last week, I read them, and I was like, well, not last week, this week, I was really blessed, guys. Read the daily devotions. They will change your life and they will help you. And then wear the full armor this week. And then next week we'll be doing the breastplate of righteousness. You don't want to miss out, guys. It's going to be lit. All right, guys. We done.